The belief in an objective real world whose smallest parts exist objectively, in the same sense as stones or trees exist, independently of whether or not we observe them, was for Heisenberg a throwback to simplistic materialist views that prevailed in the natural sciences of the 19th century. Heisenberg was only partly right when he identified that Einstein and Schrödinger wanted to change the philosophy without changing the physics. Einstein accepted that quantum mechanics was the best theory available, but it was an incomplete representation of real things, although it is the only one which can be built out of the fundamental concepts of force and material points, quantum corrections to classical mechanics. Einstein was desperately seeking to change the physics as well, for he was not the conservative relic many thought. He was convinced that the concepts of classical physics would have to be replaced by new ones. Since the macroscopic world is described by classical physics and its concepts, Bohr argued that even to seek to go beyond them was a waste of time. He had developed his framework of complementarity in order to save classical concepts. For Bohr, there was no underlying physical reality that exists independently of measuring equipment, and that meant, as Heisenberg pointed out, we cannot escape the paradox of quantum theory, namely, the necessity of using the classical concepts. It is the Bohr-Heisenberg call to retain classical concepts that Einstein called a tranquilizing philosophy. Einstein never abandoned the ontology of classical physics, an observer-independent reality. But he was prepared to make a decisive break with classical physics. The view of reality endorsed by the Copenhagen interpretation was all the evidence he needed of the necessity to do so. He wanted a revolution more radical than the one offered by quantum mechanics. It was hardly surprising that Einstein and Bohr left so much unsaid.